last night. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I found this picture on my phone. 5 hours so long. I wish you were back from Boston. I'm alone learning those lessons. You're out there chasing your dreams. Mine came true, you should see. I've been on tour for weeks now. Just hope you're here to see. It was easier when we were. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time. Try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone. Remember the walk from school. Fight on the hill, I protected you. When everything I bought was for two. But your clothes weren't always new. I guess I missed your face. When I steal from your plane, couldn't stop laughing. Cause you always did something stupid. It was easier when we were younger. It was easier when we were younger. Wish I could call you last night. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. Wish I could go back in time. Try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone. Wish I could call you last night. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time. Try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. Wish I could call you last night. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Now, here's Roz and Mocha
on Kiss 92.5.
The 10th annual Halloween radio drama put together by Dammit Maury, starring the entire cast of the Roz and Mocha Show. This year's, it's called So Alarming, and you don't want to miss it.
Plus, we will play one of the huge highlights from the roast that went down for my birthday earlier this week when HGTV's Scott McGillivray came in and just lit me up. And the whole roast, by the way, you can get it anywhere where you get your podcast. Just search Roz and Mocha, and there's a whole episode just dedicated to the roast, but we'll bring you some of the biggest highlights today.
Also, vented moments for the first time ever. Someone's actually venting about you and I, Roz.
Oh, damn.
This is Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm alive. wanna be next to you.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Uh-oh, people in New Zealand at the airport, they're mad.
Why? What's going on?
They are mad.
How do you know what's going on at the airports in New Zealand? What did you read on vacation?
Bro, I'm all over Reddit.
Sorry, while you were sick, not vacation. That was my bad. I know, I don't know. I don't know why I said that. I wasn't implying anything. I'm so sorry.
There's a, might have heard about this, a new 3-minute time limit on goodbye hugs in the airport drop-off area.
3 minutes?
Yeah, 3-minute time limit to prevent people from causing traffic jams when you do, like, the quick drop-off, right?
Okay.
And the officials are like, yo, if you want, like, a long-ass hug, more than 3 minutes, like, go park. Go, like, in the parking lot.
When have you ever hugged somebody for 3 minutes?
That seems like a long time, right?
That's a long hug.
Like, if you're hugging someone, like, okay, bye, peace, like, have a good trip, see you next fall.
Like, just a hug? No, like grab ass or anything like that? Like, nothing else going on? Just a hug?
You give a hug, and then maybe it's like, you know,
maybe you talk,
seconds.
You chit-chat.
Sure.
You say, okay, you enjoy yourself, have fun.
Yeah.
But you do all that, like...
on the ride there, maybe.
Yeah. Are they, these New Zealands, they seem really,
Maybe they're huggers.
Maybe they are. 3 minutes is a very long time.
3-minute time limit.
That's a long hug.
So David Morey went to the airport. Not in New Zealand, like out here, though.
Okay.
Right? To talk to people about this.
Okay, you guys were just hugging.
Yeah.
Oh. Imagine you can't hug for longer than 3 minutes here at the airport.
Also, how weird is that? Like, a stranger comes up as soon as you're done hugging.
You were just hugging.
Like, that's the opening line, huh? You're just hugging.
Okay, you guys were just hugging.
Yeah.
Imagine you can't hug for longer than 3 minutes here at the airport.
I feel like that would suck because I can't say, like, goodbye, but I also feel it would feel awkward standing there for 3 minutes, like, hugging someone. But I feel like it's like you can't restrict how long you say goodbye to somebody. Like, what if you're going away for 2 years?
Yeah, I don't think there should be a time limit. Like, I don't think about the time I'm hugging somebody, but if it's over 3 minutes, then it's going to be a good hug.
What's wrong? Hug right now. Let's see how long it feels. 5 seconds.
It's a good hug.
See, 3 minutes may be enough.
It might be, 3 minutes might be too long, but if someone wants to do it, then why can't they?
I feel like if I was hugging my mom goodbye for a long time, I would never want to let go. So I feel like it's like, don't tell me how long I can hug my mom. Like, friends, like, whatever, maybe 3 minutes is enough. Don't tell me how long I can hug my mom.
I think that there should not be a restriction on how long it takes for somebody to say goodbye to somebody, especially if they're traveling internationally and they may not be seeing each other for a long time after that.
I think 3 minutes is a bit long. Maybe 1 minute's good.
Yeah.
After a minute, it gets a bit creepy.
What if you're saying goodbye?
Well, it depends on how long you've been away, I guess. But no, 3 minutes is creepy.
How long were you guys hugging for?
15 seconds.
Is that long enough?
With her, yes.
Excuse me. You guys were just hugging goodbye to each other here. You're about to travel away. In New Zealand, there is a 3-minute limit at the airport for goodbye hugs. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's plenty of time for a goodbye. Yeah, 3 minutes is a long time. I'm good with that. My thinking is if I want to hug my significant other, my partner, for a long time, I can do it on my own. I can't believe there's a 3-minute time limit. You can't hurry life, and you can't hurry moments.
You can't. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Oh, na 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 na.
A 3-minute limit on hugs. Can you put a limit on hugs?
They're focused on the wrong things. At the airport, they're going to tell me how long I need to hug someone for. Wow, unbelievable. Don't tell me what to do in an airport with my hugging.
Hug before at your house. That's how I feel.
Hug at home.
You know, you got traffic to beat. So maybe through that standpoint, I would say do your hugs at home before you get there or in the car even.
I think that's more than enough time. I think the average person does not hug longer than 3 minutes. So the average couple doesn't hug longer than 3 minutes. I think get your hugs in and move on and clear up the space for more people to come in. I'm fine with it.
My man was like, yo, hug at home.
Wow. Also, if you're going away for 2 years, that's not a vacation. That's incarceration.
Right? See when you get out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss
92.5.
No me la tumba, Hakuna Matata como Timón y Pumba. Voy pa' leyenda, así que dale zumba. Los dejo ciego con la vibra que me alumbra. Heiras pa' la tumba, nosotros pa' la rumba.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos, al otro día volvemos.
Oh, yeah.
Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Baby, tonight's like fuego.
Oh,
we bout to spend the dinero. Party to the extremo, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos.
Oh,
al otro día volvemos.
Oh, yeah.
Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos, baby.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Baby, tonight's like fuego.
Oh,
we about to spend the dinero.
Oh, yeah.
Party to the extremo, 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 extremo.
Ritmo.
Upon styles, upon styles, I got several. Born to be wild, cause I live like a dead devil. Live it up, hit him up, that's the scenario. Tupac, I get around like a merry-go-rooftop. I am on top of the pedestal, flu shot. I am so sick, I need medical, woota. I learned that down in Mexico.
The rhythm, the rebel. New and improved, I be on a new level. That's how we do it, we build it like Lego. Feel on a fire, you're dealing with fuego. Can't stop, I am addicted, I never quit.
Won't stop,
don't need to speak to no therapist.
Don't stop,
keeping it moving's the narrative.
Non stop,
do it like whoop, there it is.
This is the rhythm, 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 rhythm of the night.
Toda la noche rompemos, al otro día volvemos.
Oh, yeah.
Tú sabes cómo lo hacemos.
Is Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Yes, that's right. It is the Roz and Mocha show. Hello.
Hi. How
okay.
are you guys?
Good, 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 good. Just take a deep breath for a sec.
Roz and Mocha's Vented Moments.
Get it off your chest.
I love a vented moment. Vented moments, by the way, is we get people from the audience and they can come on and just go off on anything. Because oftentimes when you have something that you really want to vent about, if you do it on social media, maybe you get canceled, you start losing friends. Maybe it is about your own family and friends, so you can't do that. It's an unpopular opinion. Who knows? You could be 100% completely anonymous if you choose to be that. But welcome to Vented Moments, caller.
Hi.
What would you like to vent about?
I need to vent to you guys about something you two did, actually.
Oh!
I have an issue with Roz and Mocha.
What?
Oh, okay, hold on here. This is a first here. So, wait a second. You have a vented moment and something that you need to get off your chest that's been bothering
yes.
you that is about us?
Yeah, about you guys.
Oh.
I have a bone to pick with you two. You guys betrayed me.
Oh, damn.
My ex-boyfriend, I think you have a clip out. Actually, you guys wished him a happy birthday a little while ago on
yeah.
the show.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. Is this what you sent to us? Hold on. Let me play
yeah.
this.
I'm really happy and I'm really thankful that she reached out to you guys and that you guys responded. And yeah, I've been listening to the show since I was in high school, and it's it's honestly a real honor that I'm even on the radio right now talking to you guys.
Yo, that sounds real nice.
That sounds nice. What's wrong with that?
Oh, yeah, you remember that? He's so nice, right? You praised him. You were like, oh, my God, you know, he loved Mocha. You guys just, like, give him all the attention. He's the best, right?
How long ago was this?
I think this is, like, last, like, April, maybe.
Okay, so why are you still, what pissed you off about that?
I had to listen to that on my way to work. This man cheated on me. He, like, ruined my life for, like, 5 years. And the girl that called to make that phone call with you guys is the girl he cheated on me with. And I was just, like, so traumatized hearing all of that because I finally got this man out of my life after all those years. And you guys are my favorite radio hosts. And I'm like, how dare they? I was like, how dare they? Like, I was
so, So were you already broken up when this happened on the radio?
Yeah. He's, like, with this girl that he's cheated on me with, and I'm, like, finally this man's out of my life. Like, I'm, like, trying to, like, rebuild myself. Like, yeah. I love Roz and Mocha, and then you guys just betrayed me. And I'm, like,
yo, we didn't know the man was a cheater, though.
We didn't know. We didn't know you existed.
But why are you praising him? Like, he's, like, amazing. You should know I exist.
How? How?
Who's saying how? Roz or Mocha?
Roz. I mean, Mocha.
Shut up.
You... I can't. Guys, you need to have better judge of character.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yo, people don't deserve to be celebrated on their birthday.
Listen, I don't know. You guys just need a...
How long were you guys together for?
We dealt with each other for years.
Years. And how many years was he cheating on you with his next thing?
The whole time.
Oh. The entire time?
The entire time. And
wow.
The two girls before that, too. The other girl covered his car in screenshots of all the texts of the cheating of the other girl.
Okay, we didn't even know you existed when we talked to this guy, okay? So we get so many, like, you know, fans, hey, it's my this, it's my that, can I jump on the radio? Sure, why not, right? We don't know. We can't vet people to the point of asking people if they've cheated.
Yeah.
Like,
he's so good at playing everyone, like, you know, he acts.
But he didn't play us. Like, we didn't get played.
So, to you then, the order of questions.
How?
What's your name?
Starting to understand why he cheated.
What's your name? Where are you from? Have you ever cheated?
Yeah. Like, what are we supposed to do?
I just think that men need to do better.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So first your beef was with Roz and Mocha, now it's with all mans?
I'm in a little bit of man situation. Yeah.
Okay. You just hate men.
Yeah, I hate men right now.
I understand this. I'm just going to recap for everybody. A while ago, we talked to your ex-boyfriend, and he was just a fan, like, big fan. And we wished him a happy birthday, and he got on the air with us and everything else, right? But you're the ex, and he cheated on you. And actually, the girl that he cheated with is the one that wrote us being like, oh, my God, my boyfriend's a big fan. Can you wish him a happy birthday? So we did. But you have to understand, again, we didn't even know you existed. Okay, we didn't know, and there's no way for us to know that this guy we're talking to out there is, you know, leaving broken hearts all over the place. Like, we don't ask those questions.
I agree, but I don't want excuses.
How is that an excuse?
That's fine.
You sound like a bit of a pill.
Oh, damn.
What? Run? I was going to say, you're difficult.
Not gonna lie.
Do you feel better that you got that off your chest now?
Yeah, I feel better.
Yeah.
Okay, if he is listening right now, your ex, and his new ting is listening right now.
Yes. Feel free to wish him a belated happy birthday.
No.
Oh, sorry.
What do you...
I sent him the smallest man who ever lived by Taylor Swift.
The floor is still yours. What would you like to say to both of them?
I wish you the f***ing worst.
But. All right, there you go. All the best.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Dating, huh?
No, f*** it.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
You're making me nervous. Looking for my car keys and painkillers. Tropical sweat and two middle fingers. I know I should have ghosted that too, but I waited it out for you. I wish I knew the waiting's were between us. I'm talking a bigger, better to you.
yours. Every time I think I know you, I'm trying to stay cool. In the downtown weather, wondering if you think of me ever. You know how to love me better. It's got me feeling I'm not a lover. I can't get you off of my mind. Why do I keep wasting my time? Man, you make it easy for me. So why? Maybe there's something there for once. Trying not to let these mind games play me. I'm down to be a casual lady. Long as I got you loving on me when I'm trying to stay cool. In the downtown weather, wondering if you think of me ever. You know how to love me better. It's got me feeling I'm not the lover. I can't get you.
Your luck has changed.
Baby, oh my goodness. Stop it. I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
Win $92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On Kiss 92.5.
And now, the Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance.
Fall is here, and that usually means we can count on some pretty significant fall storms to roll through. So let's talk about how we can prevent water from getting into your house in case of a big fall rain event. Clean your gutters. This is so important. When your gutters are full of leaves, they can block your downspouts. Blocked spouts can cause pooling of water in your troughs, which usually means water getting into places that you don't want it to. Check the seals around your windows and doors. Take some time to check your doors and windows and make sure there aren't any glaring issues with caulking or framing. Even the slightest crack can lead to big water problems in your home. Remember, water follows the quickest, easiest path, so keep on top of things.
The Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
Insurance recommends using caution and consulting an expert prior to undertaking the activities. Desjardins Insurance cannot be held liable for reliance on these tips.
Busy days and long to-do lists? Don't forget about your eyes. Pearle Vision has stylish frames from brands like Vogue, Michael Kors, and more. Visit pearlvision.ca to arrange your eye exam and get 40% off lenses. Pearle Vision direct bills most insurances. Valid prescription required. Valid at participating locations. Restrictions apply. Taxes extra. See store for details. Ends December 31st, 24. Exams available at the Independent Doctors of Optometry at or next to Pearle Vision.
Join the circle of life at the Lion King.
Don't miss your chance to experience the world's number one music. The Lion King is one of the most awe-inspiring productions ever brought to life on stage. Feel alive at The Lion King. Now on stage at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Shop early Black Friday deals at PetSmart. From October 28th to November 3rd, save $10 now and $10 later on select dog food. Save $8 now and $8 later on select cat food. Plus, save 20% on Greenies dog treats. PetSmart, anything for pets.
Shop Bowring for huge savings on all your entertaining and gift-giving this holiday season. With one huge warehouse location at 95 Orpheus Road, Toronto, it's the greatest sale of the year. Save on all the beautiful things you love, from tableware and home decor to furniture and Canada's largest and most beautiful assortment of Christmas decor and trim. Open daily, 95 Orpheus Road, Toronto. Bowring, always beautiful, always affordable.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous. Whoa. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Here's how you can make a difference. Each dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide two meals for someone who's hungry. Just $14 can provide dinners for a family of four for a week. It's because of Feed Ontario's bulk buying power for more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca for the big change your pocket change can make.
When it comes to protecting what matters most to you, get Desjardins Insurance for your auto, home, and life. Discover insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
What's your favorite of Kiss? The biggest hits?
We should stick together and...
Or the best throwbacks?
Guess what? It's gonna be May.
The biggest hits?
The best throwbacks.
Get it all
on Kiss 92.5.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect sequined stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lights. Can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did it. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks, 'cause I can do it with a broken heart. Pass this test, 'cause I'm a real tough kid. I can handle it. They said, baby,
And Mocha's Hell of a Story.
Tasha, welcome to Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story Halloween edition.
Tasha, when and where does your Hell of a Story take place?
Let's say 2011 or 12.
Okay.
In Queens, New York.
Okay.
Big up Queens. I have enough family out there. All right, so what happens in Queens, New York back in the day there?
So when I was a teenager, my bedroom was in the attic of my parents' house. And one night, I go to sleep like any other night, and I proceed to have one of the wildest experiences I've ever had, right? So I go to sleep, I wake up within the dream, and there's a woman standing in the corner of my room. She's very obviously a ghost. Like, you can see through her. I don't know this woman. She looks like from olden times.
What does she look like?
She's like kind of overweight. She's wearing like a colonial dress.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's very obviously ghosty.
Okay.
She's like, hey, would you mind playing with my son? He needs someone to play with. He has no friends. Like, I'd really love for someone to play with him. In my head, I'm thinking like, this is a dream. Let's ride the wave, right? So I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Tasha, at this point, yeah. You know that you're dreaming.
It's like very obviously a dream. It feels dreamy.
Okay.
Like, it's hazy.
Uh-huh.
She's like a see-through woman. It just feels, it's giving dream, you know?
Okay. Gotcha,
I don't know
gotcha.
If you ever had an experience like that. Where you know you're dreaming, but I've had moments like where I'm like,
it happens to me all the time. Like, I get night terrors like crazy.
So she asks you, hey, can you play with my son?
Yes. She's like, can you play with my son? And I'm like, sure. As I say yes, pan to the right of my bedroom,
mm-hmm.
A little boy appears, equally as ghosty, see-through, dressed in colonial, like olden times. He has like a little bow tie. It's very just like, oh, out of place, right? So he walks over to my bed. He's like, let's play arm wrestling. I'm like, sure. Like, he's a little boy. That makes sense. Like, let's play arm wrestling. You know, he puts his hand in my hand. His hand is ice cold, but I can like feel the weight of his hand.
So you're not like, you're not like, going through him or anything like this. Like,
no,
you can actually get a grip.
Okay. His hand is on my hand.
All right.
Holding my hand.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We're kind of, you know, we're doing the arm wrestling thing. I'm pushing his hand. He's pushing my hand, but no one's really winning. And so I'm like, come on, like, push my hand down. And he pins my hand down with like force. And then he like drops his head a bit and gets this sick grin on his face, like huge. And he goes, you don't want to play this game with me. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, what do you mean? Like, let's continue. Like, let's play arm wrestling. And so I kind of pick our hands back up, reset the arm wrestling. He digs his nails like into the webbed part of my hand and starts pushing my hand into the mattress going, I win. Freak me out. I rip my hand away. And as I rip my hand away, he's like staring at me with that grin and becomes a huge cloud of smoke. And I know that sounds crazy, but like, stick with me for a second. Like, he becomes this cloud of smoke. I remember like jumping out in the dream and I wake up in real life, but I'm standing fully on my feet and I'm away from my bed.
And what do you see?
Nothing. It's like, it's daytime.
And what do you feel?
I feel the scratches of his fingernails on my hand, like red hot.
And did you look at your hand and were there scratches
there? I looked at my hand, but nothing was there, but I felt the sensation of the scratch. So I freak out. I run out of my bedroom. It's in the attic. So I have ways to go. So I like run down the stairs. I go to the kitchen and my mom and my sister are in the kitchen. My mom is a very like spiritual woman, very religious. We grew up Roman Catholic. So we always have like holy water in the house. My mom's like, my family's Haitian. So we're constantly like blessing the house. And so I'm like, mom, like, I just had the craziest like dream. Oh my God. Like this is what happened. I was standing. And so usually my mom is with the she's like, sure, I'll go bless this room or bless your car or whatever. This time she was like, the holy water is right behind you. Grab some salt and you're going to go do it yourself. And so I'm like, whatever, like I'll do it. So I go upstairs and I have the holy water in one hand and I have the salt in my other hand. I have like the holy water in a bottle. I'm just like, you know, throwing the holy water around, throwing the salt around. I get to my bed and I throw the salt and it sizzles as soon as it hits, as soon as it hits the mattress.
No, it doesn't.
It goes, I fly. I think I teleported down those stairs. Like I,
when you say sizzle, like bacon in a frying pan sizzle?
Like bacon in a frying pan, like my body in hell. Like that's how I felt. Like,
okay. So you teleport downstairs.
And I'm like freaking out. I'm screaming. I'm like, I'm not going back up there until you guys douse this house in holy water. I am not entering that room again. Full boycott of the bedroom. A few days later, my mom got a priest. He came and blessed the house from the attic to the basement. And I never had an issue like that ever again in my life.
But did you do any research to see like who would have lived in that house centuries ago or years ago to figure out who the lady ghost and her kid were?
You know, I never did. It was like 2010, 2012 when this was going on. That never occurred to me at the time to like research the history of my house. And I definitely want to find out a way to see the history of this house. See if anybody died in there because that was a unforgettable moment.
Do your folks still live in that house?
Yeah, my parents still live in that house.
No, and no problems for them.
No problems.
Interesting.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
That was one hell of a story.
Wasn't it?
See, here's why I would never be in this situation. One, I'm not a religious guy, but if somebody ever said, hey, can you watch my kid and just play with them? I'd be like, no.
No, absolutely. Because you're a sane person. Because you have sense. That's why.
Tasha, you are the best. Big up, Queens. Thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Oh, thank you guys so much. This was fun.
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Have a story to tell? Text the word story and your name to 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Listen, baby girl, ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby, girl, once you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby, girl, when I make it, I want you there. I want you there, yeah.
Kiss
92.5. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Live from the Roz and Mocha Ballroom, the Roz and Mocha Show presents the Roast of Roz Weston.
All right, and our next roaster is a good friend of the show, great friend of Roz's, Scott McGilvery, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Scott's got 26 shows on HGTV, but if that's not enough, make sure you check out all of his old videos from his boy band days when he was a lead singer of Tongue and Groove. And don't forget, you can always subscribe to him on OnlyFans under the name Hammer Drill. Scott McGilvery, ladies and gentlemen!
Oh, wow. It's going to be one of those days. Wow. Okay. So, you know, first of all, obviously, it's an honor to be here among so many other barely famous people who are available. So really appreciate that. But seriously, no, Maury asked me to do this. And when he said it was a roast, I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. But then I found out it wasn't about him. So I had to do some work. But Maury, you should be proud of all you do here. I feel like you just don't get enough credit for all that you've done. You're such an inspiration, living proof that you don't need looks, brains, height, charisma, or intelligence to be mediocre. All right?
Oh, my God.
Shem in the studio.
Yes.
Buddy.
Yes.
Awesome. I love it. You're always making up songs, singing on the show. People don't even know that you are a talented musician because you're not.
I remember
when you started on the show, I was like, I'm going to like this guy. People are telling me he sounds like you. You guys have the same voice. I came in here. We did a segment where people even had trouble telling us apart. I even had trouble telling us apart. And so when I finally met you, it made me so happy that that's the only thing people think we have in common. Oh, shoot. And Maria, what an amazing person to have here. It's so nice to see you on the show. I know that the team really wanted to add a female voice to this show for a long time, so I guess they'll have to keep looking.
Yo! So,
oh my God. Yeah. I don't know if I triggered Senny. I'm so sorry. I was like, she's so sweet. How do I say anything bad?
Scott McGilvery.
Mocha, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah. What you got, bro?
And we go pretty far back,
yeah.
You and me. So, Roz and I go even further back.
Yeah.
So, I remember when this was all starting. 15 years you guys have been doing this. It's wild. And I was like, I was about to meet you. And I'm like, well, if Mocha can be half the man that Roz is, this is going to work. And then I met you and you are literally half the man Roz is.
Well, we're basically the same height. Basically.
But I mean, think about this resume. Accomplished actor, best-selling author, award-winning host. I mean, you name it, you're not it.
Right? Oh my God. So.
All right. Let's talk about that. Are you okay, Roz?
I
haven't even gotten to you yet, buddy. Honestly. Yeah, I'm going to move on. I know you're 50. That is amazing. I mean, you don't look a day over 70. And I know you've quite a history with your career. And I look at you and where you are, and I feel so comforted knowing that when my career is over, there's always radio, right? So, I mean, it's... I know, like, this is getting bad. I'm sorry. People are crashing their cars right now. This is not who I am. I'm really uncomfortable doing this. But your work does seem effortless.
because you really do just put half the effort into everything. I always say, you know, you really put the 0.5 in Kiss 92.5.
Wow. Right? Wow. Wow. Wow.
But at the same time, you also put the Kiss in Kiss 92.5 because on my birthday, you kissed my mom on the mouth. Oh. Thanks for that. Something what? That I have to relive and hear about at every family gathering.
Oh, damn.
Can't wait to return the favor one day.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
But when you are passionate about something, you don't wait. You don't hesitate, right? You wanted your cottage renovated. You called me right away. You're like, this is important to me. You wanted great grass, man. You became like the man who knows everything about grass. And then, you know, you met Catherine, the greatest thing that ever happened to you. And you were like, I am going to wait 20 years to propose to this woman. She must have felt so special.
Yo, that's not even a rose. That's a fact.
Sliding into your priority list just below watching grass grow. Wow.
Wow.
Anyway, all I really want to say is that you are an important part of this show. The team has the right combination of charisma, comedy, joy, entertainment, and you're here too.
Amazing.
It pains me to roast you because I love you, Roz. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. Woo!
I'm sweating.
Go.
This has been Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Weekday mornings from 6
to 10. My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Double pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Fix my life.
Bernice is in a family situation that she's having trouble with right now.
I am wondering how
I can go about deciding on living arrangements for my kids.
So Bernice's living arrangement is Bernice lives with her husband and their kids, but also with her husband's ex and their kids and the ex's new boyfriend, all living together in one house, sharing children, the kitchen, the bathroom, and guess what? It's not working out so well.
Looking for some advice? Be a part of Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Text FML to 925-555.
KISS 925.
Installing a TV on a wall sounds simple, right?
That was easy.
Did you find the stud?
You're looking at him. Oof, I can fix that.
Saving up to $900 on car and home insurance with Bel Air Direct is simple. Bel Air Direct. Insurance simplified. Certain conditions apply.
Eastside Mario's knows you've heard of shrinkflation. But with everyday all-you-can-eat soup, salad, and garlic home roll, welcome to Eatflation.
Eastside Mario's, Eastside Mario's, hey, bada boom, bada.
Looking for the ultimate girls' day out? Then grab your friends and head to the National Women's Show, November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Metro Convention Center. Experience the fashion, food, and fun. Sip and sample delicious food and wine. Get free makeovers. Plus, shopping at over 500 exhibits. See the hot Magic Mail Review, medium Lynn Nichols, fashion shows, and more. Arrive early for your goodie bag of free samples. It's the ultimate girls' day out. Get tickets for the National Women's Show, November 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Metro Convention Center.
If you've got room in your day to doom scroll until your battery dies, binge an entire season of reality TV, or watch funny cat videos on loop, you've got room for play. With thrilling arcade games, epic attractions, live entertainment, crave-worthy food, and handcrafted cocktails, The Rec Room is the ultimate place to let loose and have fun. The Rec Room. Make room for play. Find The Rec Room near you at therecroom.com.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a brand new casino that's now open. The casino located at Exhibition Place is Toronto's newest downtown casino. Test your luck at live Kings Bounty Blackjack, Spanish 21, Hold'em Bonus Poker, 3-card poker, roulette, and more. The casino is now open daily from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. in the Better Living Center at Exhibition Place until November 9th. Learn more at thex.com/thecasino. The casino is managed and conducted by the RAWFAC and is licensed by the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario. License number FE1396511. The CMEA is the registered gaming supplier. Must be 19 and older. Play responsibly.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy The Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Toronto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Hey you, Bravo's now in Canada.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to this.
Subscribe now with your TV service provider.
Fall in Canada has never been hotter.
This is CKIS Toronto,
a Rogers radio station.
KISS 92.5.
Baby, come give me your lo 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 lo.
make her dance more. As me, I wake up, now she did my mind.
With Kiss and the all-new Seeker app.
Also, podcast, news, sports, and more.
It's all online.
S-E-E-K-R. Seeker. Download now and seek your sounds with Kiss 92.5.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kinda used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. If you need a hand, I got two. If you're in the mood to dance, I got moves. If you need a night in, a night off, a phone call, baby, I got you. Head banging on the highway with the tunes too loud. That was some kind of hideaway and I missed it now. You're still keeping my secrets. I'm still stitching your clothes. I'm still letting you know when I made it home. So don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the ebbs and the flows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good.
$2.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On KISS 92.5.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still.
Starting in my heart. the dark. Finally, I can see you.